Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Bob Getty and Andrew Abbedy. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here at Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of our show every day. Sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to go eat dinner tonight or a great place to cater your next event for your church, for your business, for your home, for your family. Dickie's Barbecue, they do a great job. Got Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball going to join us a little later in the show, but it's Wednesday. That's when we always visit with baseball coach Travis Creel. Those guys have been traveling a lot lately. Back last night from Tuscaloosa, Golden Eagles drop a 10-6 contest to number 12, Alabama. Golden Eagles went into the bottom of the sixth, ahead 4-2, but the Crimson Tide had a big sixth inning. Scored six runs in the sixth inning. Travis Creel joins us on the Eagle Hour. And, Coach, that sixth inning so frustrating because with two outs and I think two strikes, if I recall correctly, a big deep line drive is hit down the left field line. It escapes the glove of Davis Gillespie by maybe 6 inches, falls fair by maybe 6 inches. And the Tide scores three runs and the game breaks open. I know from your perspective had to be equally as frustrating.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where it's not doing enough things right to win close games. And, you know, I think it was the sixth inning, you know, on Friday and last night, just, you know, from the pitching side, something we don't do is give up freebies. And I know in both those innings, we gave up a bunch of freebies, and that's something Oz, you know, he won't, you know, let that continue or tolerate it. And then offensively, you know, just not doing enough to win right now. So kind of in a storm, and, you know, there's been storms every year I've been here. There's been storms every year in everybody's season. And you got to, you know, this game's not for the mentally weak. You got to be mentally tough, and you got to bounce back, and you got to get up off the floor and keep competing.
That's right. I want you to address a rumor, if you will, that's been circulating over the past week, and that is that the team has been plagued with the flu. I understand you've had it. Several players have had it. Is that true, Coach? And if so, what effect do you think that's had on this past week?
Yeah, it's true. We're probably going on about 10 days now. You know, I don't know if I can get into any names or anything, but, you know, a couple guys didn't travel yesterday because of it, and then, you know, a couple guys were feeling pretty rough in Marshall. And, you know, it's hard for me to say if that's had any effect on the games or not. You know, we've had a couple guys over – got really sick in Marshall that played pretty well. So kind of is what it is. I think everybody kind of goes through whether it's little injuries or sicknesses throughout the team. Yeah, it's just something we got to deal with. But yeah, hopefully it's kind of made its course through our team and we can get back going.
Well, I think we can all agree sickness and traveling is just never a fun combination.
No, it's not a good combo.
But Travis, I know you're on the offense, but I think kind of the big question that I'm hoping you can kind of shed some light on is the consensus, or at least the basic feeling, was Matt Adams maybe pulled a little too early. Can you shed any light on that decision in that game?
No, Andrew. I mean, we thought, you know, with him, you know, facing a really good lineup, didn't want to get him, you know, going through the third time through. And also, you know, we're having some really important conference games coming up, and we need him ready to try to win a conference championship. So in order for him to be able to pitch this weekend and also not let a really good offense see him a third time through, you know, the decision he was at over 80 pitches was to get him out and get some fresh arms. We were stocked in the bullpen, man. We had Sibley, we had Ock, we had Colby, we had Payne, we had Chandler, you know, to get us less than five innings. So we felt really good about it, and just unfortunately it didn't work out.
When the pitching staff is kind of struggling the way it has this past probably month, honestly, for most guys, I mean, is there how do you not create more of a pressure on the lineup, or do you create a pressure for them to know that they're going to have to cover the runs that the pitching staff gives up? Does that, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine line because, you know, this weekend, a couple games that if we would have scored a couple more, you know, we win those too. So, I think we've really got to concentrate on executing and getting every run across as we can. You know, last night, you know, wind blowing out, the really good Alabama offense, and knowing, you know, what we know, we probably, you know, we had a couple bunt situations where we chose to hit because we're trying to put up crooked numbers instead of play for one. And that's kind of where it changes things is the style of offense you play. We'll probably need to, you know, shoot for more crooked numbers. You know, we had a chance a couple times. We had first and second, nobody out, right before Ozzie hit the homer, and we hit into a double play. Where, you know, that's the kind of stuff where we got to be greedy there, man. We scored two, and it was awesome, but that could have very easily been a four spot and things like that. So, yeah, you know, the bottom line is our pitching staff is good enough and our offense is good enough. We just got to play complementary baseball, and we really just hadn't done that in the past, you know, four games. So before that four-game stretch, we were 9-3 in our last 12. We were pitching good. We were hitting good. We just got to get back to playing complementary baseball.
I mean, you knew this game was going to be a tough game. They're obviously having one of their best seasons in probably 20 years. But
yeah,
if I had told you on Tuesday that you'd have 11 hits and have a 4-0 lead.
Out-hit Alabama.
I mean that has to be the more frustrating part of this, right? I mean, that coupled with this unpleasant road trip that you guys are on.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating anytime you lose, man. Whether, you know, obviously, yeah, I'm the hitting coach, but, you know, when we hit bad and pitch good, it's frustrating. When we hit good and pitch bad, it's frustrating. We just, you know, it's all about winning the game and finding ways to win. And that's what we've done so well here, you know, in the past as we go down the stretch, is just playing complementary baseball. And right now, for whatever reason, the past four games, you know, if we hit good, we don't pitch quite as good. And if we pitch good, we don't quit or hit quite as good. So, you know, sometimes you go through those stretches and they're not fun. You know, everybody in this building's frustrated. And like I said, this game is not for the weak-minded, man. It's a frustrating game. It's a game of failure, and you got to be able to get up off the floor and fight. Whether you had success yesterday, whether you had a bad game yesterday, you got to get ready to strap it back on and get ready for Friday.
Oz had mentioned earlier this week, and of course we saw it Wednesday, that there would be a shakeup in the pitching staff. I mean, I know you guys have been kind of floating around with the DH spot, but are you planning something similar, or you're hoping to just kind of see if everybody can just get back on the same page?
I'm sorry.
For your lineup, I mean, are you going to do a shakeup in your lineup in any way to try and find a new bolt of lightning, or is it just trying to get everybody back on the same page kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's trying to get back everybody on the same page. You know, obviously we had to take Davis out of the game last night after he got hit in the wrist. So he'll be day-to-day with that. If he can't play, that'll obviously shake things up. If he can play, yeah, I think we got to play matchups. And this weekend they'll go lefties on Friday and Saturday and probably a righty on Sunday. So you really just got to play the hot hand. You know, if they're going lefties, I think Urban's probably our best option. And then, you know, Higdon, his last three at bats has really looked like the Higdon we expected to see, you know, so really want to get him back out there. He had a great at bat against Marshall, and then two great at bats last night against Alabama. So he's got potential to really, really make this offense jolt because he's got juice, and he can really, you know, hit the ball to all fields. So to get him going will be huge.
Travis, last night the first time Cross Sibley came in a relief position. Does that indicate a change in the starting weekend pitching rotation?
I would assume so, Bob. I don't know if Oz is ready to
right.
fully you know, make that decision or announcement yet. But yeah, definitely, you know, after this weekend, you know, what we're doing, you know, it's working okay, but it's not working, you know, enough to win a championship. So we're going to kind of look at all options and kind of see what we think's best for the weekend series. I think the most important part is, I don't think we can, you know, save a bunch of guys for the midweek, right? Like we're gonna run out there on the weekend and try to win every series with all that we got.
We may be running into a break here, about 30 seconds. But how severe does that injury look to Davis Gillespie? Because on TV, it really looked like he took a bad lick.
Yeah, I mean it was a fastball right to the wrist. Yeah. You know, all indications are that he's going to be okay. You know, we got an X-ray late last night, and we're getting doctors read it today. But knock on wood, it looks like he'll be okay.
Okay, we're talking to Travis Creel, as we do every Wednesday. Going to continue our conversation with Coach right on the other side of the break. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And hello to our friends at Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, where you can get a great dessert cooked when you come in and order it. Great coffees, hot and cold, and just a cool environment at the Mo Bay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Still to come, Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball, but want to continue our conversation right now with Travis Creel. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. CampusBookmart.net, where you can find great baseball apparel today. Also, thanks to Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of our program. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest vehicles on the road today, and you can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And Genesis already sponsoring our coverage of the baseball tournament still to come in Montgomery, Alabama. We appreciate that. We're looking forward to being out there. All right, Coach Creel, you don't need to hear this from me, obviously, but you know, I think back to last year when the team had a terrible weekend series at Georgia State a couple of years back, maybe an even worse series at Coastal. And in both instances, the team bounces back and goes on a tear. I mean, we're talking about a four-game stretch here that things have not gone well. But Friday night, a new opportunity to get this thing turned back around.
100%. I think, you know, every team goes through it at some point every year. And it's, you know, it's kind of the makeup of your team. How are you going to respond to failure? Like you said, definitely happened. And, you know, in 22, that great team we had in 22, you know, we had some storms. 23, we had storms. 24, we had storms. And we're going through one right now. So, you know, I really like this team's makeup. I like this team's character. And I'm really excited to see how we respond on Friday night.
Can you talk about Texas State? I mean, man, it seems like they have finally figured it out. They beat Baylor last night, beat Texas last week. I think they won the series against UL. I mean, what are they doing right now?
They're just pitching the ball really well. I think Lafayette maybe scored four runs don't quote me on that, 4 or 5 runs all weekend. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's pretty similar to a lot of teams in Sun Belt right now. They're, the offensive numbers don't scare you. You know, the team batting average is really low. Not a ton of homers or anything like that. But they pitch. They throw strikes. They have really good stuff on the back end of the bullpen. They play defense. And like you said, they're just kind of finding their you know, ways to win right now. So it'll be a challenge. They're always very talented. You know, it's a beautiful setup, their facility and things like that. They have good players. So it'll be a challenge. We're looking forward to it.
Now, this is, you'd say that in terms of the actual travel, the easier one. I mean, if you had your pick between West Virginia and San Marcos, what are you picking?
Oh, this one for sure. It's an easy bus to New Orleans, one-way flight to Austin, and a 30-minute bus to San Marcos. So this is an easy trip. We'll head out about 9:30 from Hattiesburg tomorrow to New Orleans and get on a bird and head that way and practice tomorrow night in San Marcos.
Beats 11 hours on it, even if it's a sleeper bus, right, Coach?
It does beat an 11-hour bus, I promise you that.
So what's the final verdict? Sleeper buses, yay or nay?
Yeah, I'm in on a sleeper bus. I think everybody got their own cot, got their own bed, and definitely get more rest than a regular bus for sure.
All right, but let me give you this choice for next year, Coach. Sleeper bus or charter jet?
Yeah, I think Oz has got some plans in place to do some stuff. So I'll let him answer those questions.
Well, you got plenty of former Golden Eagles up in the big leagues these days. I think somebody could chip in.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah, I saw Brian Dozier sitting right next to us last weekend. He was having a good time. He might be a good place to
start.
Have
you seen Matt Wallner's contract lately?
We want you guys on charter jets, Coach. We don't want our team traveling 12 hours sick on a bus.
Yeah, it is tough, man. Those small towns and flying commercial is just almost impossible.
I mean, right.
For us to fly commercial to West Virginia, it would have been useless to do that. So.
All right, before we let you go, what are you most frustrated about in the past week? But what are you most optimistic about, Coach Creel?
Well, I'm just frustrated because we're not winning games. 1-3 in our last 4. I don't care if we're scoring a bunch or scoring a little, I want to score more than the other team. So that's the frustrating part. You know, what makes me optimistic about it is, we have good players. We have a really talented team. We have really great competitors. We have great kids with great, they're just, it's a good group. So I'm optimistic. I believe in them. I trust them. We all love each other, man. It's a great group, not just hitters, pitchers too. And, we just got to get some of our – we have a couple really good players and a couple really good pitchers who just aren't, playing their best right now. Once we get those guys going and all clicking at once, I like where we'll be.
All right. And do we think, for the most part, the illness bug is maybe behind the team?
I do think so, yeah. I think from what I gather, knock on wood, it's kind of behind us.
All right. We hope you're feeling better soon, as well as every member of the team. And we're always grateful for your appearances on our show every Wednesday. We look forward to next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Travis Creel, everybody. Hitting coach, third base coach, associate head coach. He's a pretty busy guy.
Recruiter.
Recruiter, yeah. Other than that, he doesn't do much for the program.
Never. Nothing. But, this has been a tough stretch for them. But I know people are frustrated, but when you looked at their schedule, the first month – yes, it stood out, but I remember even looking like, oof, West Virginia, Tuscaloosa, San Marcos. I mean, that is a tough road stretch, and I kind of, and perhaps it's the way it's fallen out, but how this is kind of shaken out is, I think, normal.
Yeah.
You know, the frustrating part is they should have been winning those games this weekend, and they could have been winning all these games. I think that's the frustrating part.
They could
part.
Have won every game.
But yeah.
Maybe not the 6-0 game, but.
I mean, yeah. But, the other frustrating part is normally this is about when the pitching tends to
catch on,
and it's been quite the opposite. Something we have not seen, at least in my opinion, in Oz's whole tenure at Southern Miss. I think. The lineup can be doing more. There's no doubt about that. I'm not saying that. But 11 runs or 6 runs and 11 hits in Tuscaloosa, I would have said I would have taken that on Tuesday if you told me that. But I think the scary part right now is this pitching staff is not where it needs to be, and they've got things to figure out this weekend. And I mean, the fact is, the lineup needs to be producing more for with what they have. If
and
that
another
makes sense.
Tough matchup this weekend.
Yeah, I mean they're playing really good baseball.
And then back on the road Tuesday when they get back from San Marcos.
Is it Southeastern?
Yeah, they're back on the road.
They're playing really good baseball too right now.
Yeah, so there just don't seem to be a break in the schedule. Maybe after this weekend and Tuesday night they come home for a while and maybe things can settle down.
The bottom line is two things. They need to make sure that they stay in the at-large realm, which they're in the mix for that. In a perfect world, your RPI needs to be within 35 to be safe. Top 40 is typically that number. They're, I think, at 44, 45. You got to make sure you stay in that realm in case you don't win the tournament, because winning it 3 years in a row is hard. But the other thing is they need to win the regular season too.
No. Andrew, they've gone 1-3 in the last 4 games, and their RPI has jumped almost 10 points up.
Well, I think we'll probably see that change only because the teams that they will be playing moving forward, their RPIs are not that high.
You know, a couple losses on the road this weekend would be
killer. Yeah,
they got to win this series,
preferably sweep, but they really need to win this series. Yeah.
We're going to try to get her back on the show this week, but man, softball is
I'm excited.
They're kind of the surprise team right now, aren't they?
Yeah, them and Georgia Southern, I think, are the two biggest surprises. I said it before. I was like, I kind of like this team, but they are offensively, they're definitely hitting their stride right now. I think they are what they are, the pitching, and it's kind of similar to baseball. Their lineup's going to have to cover for their pitching mistakes. And, you know, it's been helping them win series when they can get the solid pitching. They are in the mix to win the regular season. They got a big one against Texas State this weekend.
I think there was some news that Coach Creel broke to a degree in that interview, and that is, and you tell me if I heard this wrong.
Davis Gillespie.
Well, that, and they're turning their attention to the weekends and the weeknight games. They're obviously going to try to win them, but we're fixed to see a pitching lineup, I think, change, designed to try to win out the rest of the weekend series.
I mean, you got to. I mean, your hosting is gone. I mean, let's call it for what it is. And I think even if they had swept the regular season and Sun Belt tournament, I just don't think the RPI would be there. The only thing that would, if they could get into the crack the high 20s and on the off chance that, you know, you got Jeremy McClain on the committee, but that's everything going your way. You have to assume it's not going to go your way.
Right.
They need to play to win the regular season, because there's no way the NCAA committee is going to leave out the regular season winner of the Sun Belt. I mean, bottom line.
Yeah. And they're tied for first.
Yeah, they're still in it.
And I mean, the season's not over.
No, and I think Coastal and Troy are of the same caliber. I think they're all good teams. We'll see if they can become great, but I think they're all good. The problem is there really is a lot of parity in the Sun Belt this year.
And college baseball.
Well, I mean, yeah, honestly, because you think that you would have thought the top dogs are the top dogs, and then they are not, and they get shown that they're human. Right. So, but that's the beauty of baseball, too, though.
What do you say we go to Montgomery and watch all those games?
Hopefully we can get to watch all of them.
Yeah, there we go. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you tune in every month that way. We're grateful to you. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And, of course, Pine Belt News, your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area and their other publications, Signature Magazine. You can follow the Pine Belt News on all social media platforms, or you can visit their website at hubcityspokes.com. Mark Etheridge writes for D1 Baseball, the go-to publication for college baseball. We're very grateful that he's come back on the show. And, Mark, we were talking to you off the air, a little frustration here in Hattiesburg. Hadn't been a good week for the Golden Eagles. So tell us where you think Southern Miss stands as of this point of the year in regard to a potential tournament host and a tournament participant.
Yeah. Well, always good to talk to you guys. I think where Southern Miss is right now, they are solidly in the field. We didn't do a bracket this week. We did one last week, and Southern Miss was a 2 seed. I think, you know, certainly the going to Marshall and not having much offense the whole weekend, even the game they won, I think they scored, 4 runs. It's just that hurts, right? I do think that they would be, you know, right now probably in that 30 to 35 overall range, which is a borderline 2 and 3 seed. So solidly in the field, but certainly nowhere near a host, you know, that go to the top 16. I do think that with a strong finish, especially, you know, if you win the Sun Belt and, you know, the last weekend of the season, that trip, that visit to Troy, who does have a good RPI and is, you know, one of the, we've got them as a, you know, a 2 seed as well, one of those top teams in the country, that could give some momentum. And then going into the conference tournament, you win the Sun Belt regular season and then go win the Sun Belt conference tournament, that RPI is going to climb. Whether it climbs enough, I don't know, but certainly winning that league and, you know, being a double champion, the regular season and the tournament champion, would certainly help boost the stock. And, you know, it depends on what the other contenders do, but certainly Southern Miss would be in consideration for a host side if things fell that way. The problem is, right now, it's just not swinging the bats enough. I watched some of the game last night against Alabama. Alabama's a good team. It's certainly no shame in dropping a road game there. But that was an opportunity, right, to kind of undo some of the damage from the Marshall series. And jumping out to a 4-0 lead, it looked pretty promising for a while, and then just didn't, you know, weren't able to hang on. I do feel like, though, this is a team with enough pitching that it's going to be in games and be consistent. The question for me is just lineup depth. Is it enough? You know, that certainly the top and the middle lineup's pretty solid. Is there enough right after that to mount enough offense to go on a run here?
Mark, let me ask you, going back to the Sun Belt host scenarios, I mean, in my brain, Coastal, Troy, USM are all kind of in the same spot. They all have, obviously, Coastal and Troy way better RPIs than USM right now. But if they all had, like, whether it be Coastal or Troy having the similar finishing first or second in the regular season and winning a Sun Belt championship, I mean, does the Sun Belt have the credentials, the Sun Belt champion at least, have the credentials to host a regional?
Last, you know, if you'd asked me this before the season started, I would have said absolutely. But the Sun Belt is not having a great year from an RPI standpoint. I believe they're 7th. I can look this up real quick from a conference deal. The bottom of the league is not where it has been. And I think that's dragging everybody down. The Sun Belt is the 7th RPI conference. And there was some talk, you know, heading into the year that it might be, you know, well, it might be 4th or 5th. And, well, I guess Independence in there, Oregon State's kind of skewing the stats. But so that among the conferences, right now they're 6th. And they're behind Conference USA, which I feel like is a bit of a surprise for me. I agree with you. There's 3 teams at the top that are separated. And any of those three, if they finish strong, would, you know, based on the scenario we just discussed, are going to receive strong consideration to host and certainly be a really good two seed. I think the question is there anyone else, right, that can get in it, get back in the hunt? And what if you have a surprise tournament winner? Are all three of those, you know, the Troy, Coastal, and Southern, are they solid enough that they don't get bumped out, right, as these stolen bids happen? And that's what you got to worry about, you know, if you don't finish strong the rest of the way.
So let me ask you this. If I know this, you didn't do a prediction this week, but what if Southern Miss doesn't get to host, which, as we said, that door is closing, what is a favorable, maybe at this point, a regional? What would be a favorable regional for them if you just out of thin air had to pick?
Well, I think there are going to be a lot of SEC host sites. So in this year, that could be Ole Miss, could be Alabama, could be Auburn. Could be Georgia, could be Tennessee, and I know you don't want that. I do feel like Vanderbilt, perhaps, could. All of those teams are in the hunt to host. Probably all of them won't, but they could. And I do feel those are close enough. You know, they like to have you, to bus you there as opposed to a flight, and all of those would be bus eligible. I feel like those would be the best, our most likely fits. Now, from a competitive matchup, I mean, I think Southern Miss can play with certainly that second tier of SEC hosts, the Ole Miss, Alabama, Auburn, Vandy, that group. I wouldn't like their chances against some of those at the top, you know, the Arkansas and Texas. LSU, that's one I could have mentioned. I just think that those teams will be too offensive, and they can still pitch. So it's Southern Miss needs to be in a spot where their pitching can keep them in games and not have to go out and try to out-homer people.
There would be little or no chance they would send them back to Tennessee 2 years in a row. Is that a safe assumption?
Well, there's no rule against it, but yeah, it would be unlikely, especially with other candidates that could go. It's three. You can't go to the same place 3 years in a row, but you can go twice. Mm-hmm. I do feel like, to your point, though, that would be unlikely.
Right. Who do you see right now as the best Sun Belt team? And I realize we've got games obviously still to play.
Yeah.
Who would you say is the best as we speak today?
Probably Troy. They have a. They've been through some injuries, and they're getting guys back, and they just kind of had to tread water while those guys were offensively. But that's a really physical lineup, and they've got a lot of stuff on the mound. I don't know that they're as good a pitching staff as what Southern Miss has, but I like their lineup a lot more.
Well, one thing I've observed – I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. One thing I've observed, and to me it's a change, and that is that – you guys at D1 are giving Southern Miss a lot of benefit of the doubt. I mean, you're showing them a lot of respect. You know, they go 2-2, don't move out of 13, have a terrible weekend, still remain in your top 25. I mean, so it seems to me that they're getting a lot of national respect, and it's up to them. It's up to them to continue to earn that through the rest of the season. Is that a fair observation?
Absolutely. I do think a lot of that is the respect we have for Coach Oz and what he's been able to do on the mound. Just being able to not only find some guys that are maybe down the staff and turn them into aces, but just continue that development path. I mean, there's a lot of talent there. I feel like that's the best pitching staff in the conference. And I think we all believe in that. It's just how far can that take it? And the offense, I mean, it's not like it's a bad offense. It's just when you're comparing it to the top teams in the country, it's just not there. I do think, though, guys like Jake Cook, he's been a big surprise for me. I think he's leading the team in hitting. He's got a good average. And what Tucker Stockman's done offensively, that's certainly been a pleasant surprise. So getting those guys to elevate and then getting your returning people that you know, the Monasteres and Pedos and those guys who've been Pratt, who've been around, Russo, I think they need a little bit more out of those guys. And if they get it, and they're certainly capable, and if they get it, then this could be a really interesting close, you know, for this last 6 weeks or so.
And they've got to hit the ball when they got people on base. They're leaving way too many people on base. Hey, Mark, we appreciate it, man. It's always a great pleasure to have
you
on
Mark.
The show.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Take care, guys.
Mark Etheridge, everybody, D1. That summed it up right there, I think, pretty well.
Yeah, I think I did find it interesting that he still thinks the door is open for them to do it.
Got to win games.
Yeah, you got to keep yourself in that position.
Starting Friday night.
Yep.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, our thanks to Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball and Travis Creel, of course, associate head coach at Southern Miss Baseball. Hey, don't forget about MCS Home Center. They're in Bellevue. They're on Highway 98. They're brand new. Beautiful, beautiful facility. Everything for your home, for your garden, for home repairs, for home improvements, carpet, flooring, paint. MCS Home Center, locally owned, locally operated, and ready to serve you. D-Bat on Hardy Street. Well, that's a great place to take your kids for baseball and softball training. They can meet Luke Reynolds himself. It is a state-of-the-art facility, and we're very glad to have them part of the Eagle Hour family. All right, Andrew, this Friday, Jeremy McClain will be joining us for an extended interview. That has been confirmed, and you may have things you want to ask him. One thing I want to find out, and maybe you have some insight, is where are we in the basketball renovations?
Yeah, there's that. I want to ask them about the pending settlement, where they think they will end up and how they're planning to adjust, as much as he can share on that. I think kind of just the overall, you know, state of the union kind of a deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope he can stay on for the whole show, but that's a big ask for anybody, for any guest. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions. I think keeping Jay Ladner might be one too. The decision to stick with him, the decision on Missy Bilderback, his feelings on that. And I think another one is, you know, the next big decision upcoming for him is he's going to be on the baseball committee. What's that look like for him? I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Man, we need to keep him for the whole hour. And I don't really think he's done much publicly since Missy Bilderback was hired. And over the last couple, 3 weeks, I'm not aware of it if he has.
No. Yeah. I haven't seen it. I mean, I would imagine the pending NCAA set. I mean, that's going to be whenever they finalize that at some point in the coming, supposedly the coming days, that's going to be like the big boom for everybody in college.
Can you break that down in layman's terms quickly?
Bottom line is you're going to figure out how much to play players, roster restrictions, revenue sharing. Like when we say revenue sharing, it's how much athletic departments will have to share with the athletes, and you know, everybody's going to have to be redoing their budgets, and it's going to kind of cause a bit of a mayhem for everybody. But it's the brave new world that we're in. So
and who's going to make that decision?
Congress. Yeah. It's a judge right now in the process, and they're trying to come to an agreement. I saw a new legislation bill that was, you know, kind of a different take on this, should this not come to agreement. And in the bill, they asked that conferences be made up of schools in the same time zones, which actually makes probably too much sense. But I don't know. I mean, it's, in some ways, it's still the Wild West, but, you know, it's like law trying to come out to the Wild West and figure this out. And it's just, I mean, it's going to be a headache for schools like Southern Miss that are, you know, it's a school that keeps its head above water and has been pretty good about it, but all it takes is one cosmic event. And, I mean, you're seeing a lot of schools drop down to Division III because they can't afford to do it, or drop sports overall. St. Francis is the most recent, do it off the top of my head, and they went to the NCAA tournament. I mean, it's crazy what's could be happening. I'm not saying that'll happen at Southern Miss, but that's the domino effect that's already beginning.
That's the basketball team that had the famous nun that traveled.
No, you're thinking of Loyola Chicago.
Oh, okay, all right, I got you. All right, real couple of minutes left. I want to go back to the interview that you set up with Mark Etheridge. I thought that was interesting, and two things that caught my ear that he said. The guys at D1 continue to believe Southern Miss has the best pitching staff in the Sun Belt, and that the door is not closed to hosting a tournament. Did that surprise you in any way?
He said what I said. I mean, if they win both, maybe. And it is worth pointing out, if you catch the right teams that have high RPIs in your conference tournament, that can help you. We see it all the time in the SEC tournament. But, you know, that plays a key part. Honestly, it helped UL get an at-large bid a couple years ago. I mean, it's still, as I've said, the door is closing. I mean, they have to keep themselves where they kind of are now. I mean, they cannot afford any more series losses to Marshalls and the hiccups against ODU and South Al. I mean, like, they need some sweeps. I mean, that's the bottom line. They need to make up for the lost ground.
Are you saying that the fat lady is clearing her throat a little bit?
No, I mean, baseball. Okay. Anything can happen. No, I got you. This is the only sport.
I got you. No, anything could happen. You're 1,000%.
I mean, even if a team is down 23 runs, the fat lady does not sing until the last out is recorded, because mayhem can always occur.
One thing that's a little unfortunate beyond anyone's control is that Southern Miss does not get to play Coastal.
Yeah, that's a big bummer.
I think that would help a lot.
No, for sure. I mean, it's an RPI. I mean, it's an RPI booster, win or lose. I mean, I think they're in the top 10 in RPI right now. That's huge for them. Troy, I think, is sitting in the mid 20s. So imagine if you had those two series this year.
Yeah.
And again, the Sun Belt League office not ensuring that continues to happen.
Doesn't make sense.
No, I mean, that's like not having Southern Miss and Marshall not playing football this year. I mean, they miss out on opportunities.
Yeah. Why would you not want your premier baseball teams to play each other every year?
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You're trying to create parity and fairness, but, you know, again, I think it's a missed opportunity on my end.
Jeremy McLean on the show Friday. Have some great guests for you tomorrow as well. We appreciate you listening every day. We really do. Thank you. Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.